This Sunday, March 17th, trumpet virtuoso and ASU Regents Professor David Hickman joins the West Valley Symphony for a concert that includes works by famed Hollywood soloist and composer Rafael Mendez. David Hickman and West Valley Symphony's conductor, Cal Kellogg, drop by the K-Box studios for a pre-concert chat.
You know, there's one thing that I've always wanted to know a bit more about, or a person that I've always wanted to know more about now that I've gotten to know his music, and that is Rafael Mendez. And I know that you are a wealth of knowledge. Can you enlighten me a bit?
Well, when I was a boy, just learning how to play the trumpet, the first record album that was ever given to me by my grandfather, who was a fine amateur musician, was an album of Rafael Mendez. And I remember getting it on my 12th birthday. And we all sat around the living room and we put on this record. And holy cow, of course, me, you know, learning to play the trumpet, I was pretty astounded with the playing.
I'll bet.
But you know what impressed me even more was the reaction that my family got when they heard this music. And there was something that came over me at that moment that I thought, that's what I got to do. That's
wow.
I want to be a trumpet player, and I want to be able to do that for people, and I've tried to do that my whole life. So he's very important to me, and I've kept him in my life either personally or now with the Rafael Mendez Library,
yes,
that I've established at Arizona State University in the School of Music through the generous support of the two sons of Rafael.
Did you have the initial idea to form this library and then found funding for it through their help? Or
well,
how
I
did
would
that
say
come about?
I didn't really come up with the idea of that per se, but one of my doctoral students was wanting to do his doctoral project as a biography on Mendez. And I said, well, you know, he's dead now, but we'll have to contact his two sons. So we contacted them, and what was surprising was when they heard my name, they said, well, my father used to talk a lot about you.
Wow, how about that?
I was pretty stunned because, you know, and I had met Rafael. In fact, first time I met him was when I was in high school, and I took a lesson from him for 30 minutes.
Wow.
And the cool thing was that I had sent a recording of that I made back in, I think, the mid-70s. It was one of my early LP albums, and one of the tunes on there was a solo by Mendez, which was one of my favorites. And so I kind of, as a tribute to him, I sent him this album, and he evidently liked it. And so he had retired by then, and I don't think he was really keeping up with who all the great trumpet players were in the world after he retired. So his sons and others would sometimes ask him, well, Rafael, now that you're retired, who's going to be the next Rafael Mendez? And he would say, I think this David Hickman is very good. And of course, he's comparing me to who? Yeah, nobody, probably. So, but they had heard the name, and so it rang a bell, and they wanted to meet with me. And so I went to Los Angeles, and I'm looking around at all these instruments and awards and, you know, file cabinets full of music and correspondence and so forth. And they were commenting that when their mother would pass away, they would end up selling the place. And I said, well, what's going to happen to all this stuff? You know, and they said, well, we'll probably keep some of it, but we'd really like to establish a library someplace. And I said, well, guess what?
There you go.
ASU just has an extension added to the music building, and right now we have some space. So in 1993, we established that library, and it's still one of my favorite things. Whenever I feel stressed out, sometimes I go in there, it's just nice and quiet, and I look at all the pictures of him on the wall and walk around, and I just somehow feel at ease again, you know.
That's wonderful. What a wonderful story. And I've, of course, enjoyed preparing these works that we're going to play, especially the Romanza and the Jota, which are really charming pieces.
Mm-hmm. And he was quite a composer.
Yeah, it amazes me that, not knowing his formal training, how he managed to acquire the sense of style, the sense of taste, the harmonies, and all that kind of stuff, probably just by ear, something that came in his mind, and he wrote it out.
Yeah, I think he was mostly self-taught. In the library, in the file cabinets, we have some early notebooks Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of these little textbooks that you can buy, teach yourself how to compose.
Yeah.
And have little theory assignments. You see all of his little worksheets and everything.
Wow.
He recorded 12 albums for the Decca Company and probably only scratched the surface of all the pieces that he actually wrote.
Wow, that's amazing. An amazing individual.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to performing his works.
It'll be fun.
Trumpet virtuoso David Hickman celebrates the memory of Rafael Mendez this Sunday with Cal Kellogg and the West Valley Symphony, 3 p.m. at the Valley Vista Performing Arts Center in Surprise. Complete details at kbaq.org.